Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Eric.
And you are due for a sharpening.
Tell her it's pretty cold to bring a coat.
Oh, yeah, you might. This is how this started.
Yeah,
you might want to bring a coat. That is not from anything. There's no copyright infringements.
None whatsoever.
Of any kind or anything. We are not using product placement in any way that we are not allowed to.
We're not sponsored by Fubo anymore.
Not anymore, right. Yeah,
World Fubo, Junior Championships are over.
Yeah, we dropped Fubo like a slippery case of eggs, man. The case is slippery, not the eggs themselves.
Why is the case slippery?
They dry them because they found it under the bridge. None of them cracked.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. It's a sick world.
None of them cracked. So how are you doing, boys?
Pretty pleasant, you know. Can't complain.
That's good.
Yeah. I think you timed that wrong. You shouldn't be chewing ice at the very beginning of the like 45 minute thing that we sit down to.
But that's why.
No, because you're at the bottom of your drink is what I'm surmising.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's running low and can't really re up while we're doing this. So
all those but
fuck the dog.
Call the dog. Yep.
Yeah.
The dog. Yeah. So here we are.
Dan's wearing his Chiefs jersey.
I am. The Chiefs. I own the Chiefs.
Does that have a name on the back?
Yeah.
Is it Dunlop?
No.
Whose is it?
It's it's one of the three Hansons.
Oh, okay.
Fictitious Hansons. Whoever 16 was.
Probably a Carlson.
Steve, Jeff, or Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got this actually for marrying BP and Hillary.
Oh, yeah, that was your gift.
Yeah. So, Brian, I know you're going to listen to this. So thank you again. I'm putting it to good use. It's autographed, too.
Actually, that's
cool. Here, check this shit out.
Well, I know Jake is listening, and he knows that he owes me a wedding gift.
It is autographed.
It is autographed.
Autographed. Was it autographed by more than one Hanson, or was it all of them?
Yeah, it's got two names on. Well, it might have all three.
It might be lower two. Or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's sweet. He gave me this, and it was wrapped around a bottle of Oban 18.
Nice. It was wrapped. The jersey was wrapped in scotch.
Yeah, the Scottish jersey. And the jersey lasted more than a night.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I had help, you know.
Well, yeah. But drinking and jerseys go hand in hand.
Yeah. J-U-I. So, now that this is the last episode ever, those last couple comments.
Yeah.
Not really. We decide our own fate.
Right. We are officially canceled.
Right. But it's the one time when you it's not a metaphor to say pull the plug.
Right.
So, our producer could just, is the sound that you hear when Evan pulls the plug.
I could.
He does have this look of like,
what are you doing?
I thought I knew how to roll with whatever comes out of their stupid mouths, but I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Like chicken, but I was wrong. Evan ate the crow, everybody.
Evan ate the crow.
He ate the crow. So this is about hockey.
Yeah. It's about jerseys and Chiefs.
And bottomless drinks, honestly. Mm. So we were talking about bottomless drinks. Or not bottomless. Did anyone play hockey last night?
No. What was last night? Fucking Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
I don't do that. I can't do that.
I played.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. I went and played pond hockey last night.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's cool.
How's ice?
Surprisingly not bad, because the last few days have been above freezing, but still cold enough at night, and we haven't had any snow, so there was like pretty nice sheet, only one bumpy spot off in the dark.
Nice.
So that was cool.
You had the dark patches. Don't go right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine, he doesn't have a hockey stick, so he revealed the true meaning of the term twig to me, because he played with a tree branch all night.
He brought a dictionary with him.
Yeah, he taught me.
It's like, remember ice golf?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the other one? Tuna?
Tuna's different. The ice golf was, you play with rocks you find on the shore because you're on a lake.
Right.
And it's kind of like Bozo buckets, but with, you're too young for Bozo.
Yeah, not familiar. Is that Bonko, Bozo the Bonko?
That Bozo, Bonko the Clown? Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Okay.
If you looked up, it's, there's a YouTube video, Bozo dubbed over. Bozo. So, but it was, okay, so you're on the ice, and you're, well, this is what we're doing in lieu of catching fish.
Right.
Okay? We're trying to catch fish. You actively, you know, tip ups, pretty much. It. So you drill a couple extra holes in the like shuttleboard fashion. So it's like a reverse pyramid, you know, the head of the spear is pointing at you, or maybe it was the other way around. Either way, it was harder to get the further away one. So maybe the single hole,
I would say it was like
two parallel holes. And then the top of the triangle was the further away. And that was in the middle. So we just found like some crook shaped twigs on the shoreline and as many rocks as we could. And it was like, you know, most drinking games are like beer sports, like Frisbee or what have you.
Yeah.
You play to like 21. Well, we quickly found it was like play to one. It was so unbelievably hard to sink, to sink a stone into a hole. I mean, it was like an hour before anyone even rimmed the goddamn thing. I don't know. They just slide funny or they hit it or go around the rim. But it was fun enough, you know. But that's a good one. I haven't brought that back in a while. But you need the right conditions. You need that perfect ice with no snow on it, no slush, which to bring that back around, the outdoor rinks by us right now are awful.
Yeah, well, you guys got like 2 feet of snow, right?
We got an insane amount of snow today, and it's still snowing outside.
Really?
But it just hasn't stayed in one extreme for more than 5 days to where, you know, it freezes over and then they flood it and then it gets crappy again and then it rains for 2 days. So it's just all over the place. Who's the, now I'm revealing that I can't remember his name. Who's the dude that, you worked with at the pro shop, Eric, who's still there?
Oh, who's still there?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I ran into him at Trowbridge. So Trowbridge is the name of this little like suburban neighborhood that is kind of in the hills of the town I live in. And a handful of years ago, the city made a nice little outdoor rink with boards and chain link fence. And they have like a warming station with vending machines and stuff you can get dressed in. So it's actually possible to play like a full pond hockey game where the goalies could even get dressed because, you know, there's no version of pond hockey goalie. It's still a puck and you're still jumping in front of it. Like you can't dress down for pond hockey just because it's pond hockey for a goalie.
Well, they have boards and chain link fence there too. So, yeah, you can totally have a full game. And the Mutineers do that like once a year. They'll play against the club team in an exhibition game.
Yeah, it's like charity. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, the last time I went over there, we were just running errands. I wasn't going to skate,
but
he was. The guy I'm talking about, he was. I saw him there and was like, yeah, there's no way you're getting out there, dude. The ice was garbage. But hopefully that gets remedied. But speaking of real quick, tuna. Eric introduced tuna. So this was a great outdoor game. My friend had a little side driveway that went from the sidewalk all the way to like behind his house. Okay. So I would say it's like the length of a zone on an ice rink.
Yeah, like goal line to blue line.
Yeah, and it's wide, two car wide. So I don't know why we ended up doing this, but why there were like tuna cans with no labels on them. But he just decided to ice over his driveway because it was more fun. So yeah, just to, like, get the hose out in the middle of winter, just ice his driveway over.
Yeah.
So we started playing, like, I guess it would be like shuffleboard, but with sticks and pucks. So you had three tuna cans lined up perpendicular with each other in the middle of the ice. And like each team started with a puck. And I think you had to, you could do teams of one or teams of two. But the rule was you had to, when you were shooting, you had to keep your, or when you weren't drinking it, that's what it was. You had to keep your glass bottle beer. You couldn't drink can. It had to be a glass bottle beer. You had to have it on the ice kind of next to you, right? Point was, there was a point, like I think you could win back a point you lost, or you could take a point or two away from the opponent if you hit and smash their beer, which also was kind of like a fake out game, right? Like it's like trying to throw someone out who's stealing second. It was just like that. So it looks like you're aiming for the for hitting the tuna can, which was the point. You pass it to the tuna can, it ricochets off the can, and then if the can goes into a certain like end zone of theirs, you know.
Oh, I see. So you're across from each other, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's how you score. You hit the puck into the tuna can,
right?
And then the tuna can hits a certain part of the ice, and that's how you score points, right? But you can take points away from them if you break their beer bottle, because it had to be on the ice unless they were taking a drink of it, you know. So yeah, that was a fun, so there was just fucking broken glass, and you know, that's the college experience. You had that one friend who like trust fundedly owned his own home. And so that was a good game, tuna. And my friend John, he had a pickup truck, and it was parked at the end of the driveway. And he's like, "I'll let you break my windshield if you can break my windshield, or like if you can hit my windshield, if you can hit my windshield from here with a slap shot, like I'll be okay if it breaks." Was my pride. So, yeah.
Those are the funny best enough, friends to have.
I rang one like right off the top where it hits, you know, where the windshield starts to get dark.
Yeah.
With like the little black dots or whatever for the fade. It hit there. It left like a little kink, but I think that's where the glass is thickest. I have to say that so it doesn't sound like I couldn't break a piece of glass with my slap shot. But yeah, that one. He is now the curator for the what is it, Eric? The freshwater mussels and sponges at the Smithsonian Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so out there.
Yeah. So that's what he does now. And he offered me a broken windshield for breaking his windshield. he's a great guy. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. But anyway, what was the last time you played drop in air or beer league drop in? We're going to call it that for the sake of this
beer league episode. Dropping.
We're just going to refer to any kind of drop in or beer league as the same thing because it's the same characters.
I believe I played not this last Sunday, but the one before. Mm. Yeah, that's my only option. Sunday morning or night or both, which sucks because there's like 12 hours between both of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like the exact amount of time. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole new set of characters, man. You lived here for so long and you get used to the hockey crowd.
Yeah, honestly, I'm pretty no offense to the people that aren't listening that live here, but drop-in's pretty fucking boring these days. You know,
yeah.
I like in some of the tournaments, I would maybe have one or two points in Marquette, and now here I'd probably get like 6 points a night.
Yeah. It's just not the same pool.
Yeah. Like at one point, you know, in about the 45 minute mark, I'll hit that spot where I suddenly find myself at the opposing blue line with the puck and there's no one in sight. And I'm just like, I can't just, like, I feel so bad. Like I can't just do that. So I just wait for someone to finally show up. just like, here, take it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, where you end up like passing it in really stupid areas that you should never pass a puck. This is the time to be really, really greedy.
Yeah, because you're just bored. You know?
But it's like, I'm not, yeah. Speaking of boring, I know what you mean. Like, it really hit a low note last night. It was like 9 o'clock is at the on the Russell. And we were going to have two goalies, as you know, you would like, as hockey is wont to do.
See where this
two
is goaltenders. Going.
And the one goalie like blew out she said he blew out his hand. So I don't know if it was on fire and he blew it out or like what, how one blows a hand out. Yeah. Yeah. Just blew a hole out of his hand. Blew a hole
into it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah. He blew his hand.
A fucking tendon in his hand or something got screwed up. So we just at the last minute didn't have a goalie. And there was a like high school or something, maybe even Bantams, probably Bantams, to tell you the truth, team on first practicing. And we asked them, either the goalies, like, hey, do you want to stay and play? Which I'm sure they would, but they had rides home from their dads. And like, dad was not going to hang out for another hour, and B wasn't going to come back after an hour. So that understandably was a dubious prospect at best. And that's what it turned out to be. So, you know, there's like a bad downhill snowball effect when hockey starts like that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you've got no goalie at one end, which means half the time you're defending an empty net and the other time you're trying to score on one. So that is the, like, just that's equivocal to always ending up with the puck unopposed at the opposing blue line, like you said. You know, like, who gives a shit? But the weird part is usually what happens if you don't have a goalie to score on, you work on other stuff. You know, if you have a goalie in your own net, you play D, try to do, just make something of it, right?
Right.
No, people weren't interested in doing that. It was still just like no support breakouts. If I get the puck, I'm going to go end to fucking end. Yep. I'm not going to pass it to anybody. Kid.
Oh, yeah. He stays out there for hours.
Yeah, dude. I clocked two different 13-minute shifts, the little prick.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, dude, he was somewhat working when he got the puck a little bit, right?
That's only when he does anything,
But explain to me how you can continuously get nothing accomplished. It's not like these these rushes ended with him scoring goals or anything like that. So I don't know if it was a mix of that where it's like, I'm not going to get off until I do something that I find noteworthy and I'm proud of myself or I feel accomplished. But you're doing it against an empty net, right? With with the net shooter tutor. So like the two holes that you shoot the pucks into, like you can do that fucking at home in your driveway.
Well, you know? And like, why would you want to? Cause it feels so stupid to go end to end, deke three guys and then hit some plastic.
Right. Which the deking three guys. Yeah. That doesn't happen either. You're talking about trying to deke one person. And instead of deking, it's like zigzagging all over the ice. So then what your winger or your center's job is just to get out of the way, because you're like, I don't know where I'm going. I guess I'll just like straddle the blue line to make sure you're on sides and then go in. But you're not gonna, it's not gonna be a team friendly endeavor when they get in there.
Because if you're only trying to find open space on the ice, you're not focused on what he's doing.
Right. So a couple pointers there. Change. Right there. Maybe not a couple, just the one. Fucking get off the ice. get off the fucking ice. If you're going to do that, everyone paid the same amount of money, but it's like no one thinks you're cute. You know what I mean? Like if you fucking, you wipe out and then you're like kind of like sitting on your ass doing this thing, like, huh? No one, we're not like, oh, you, that's our Cartman, you know, just clapping away at him. It's like, dude, you've been on your ass literally for 15 seconds. Like if you're not going to do something, get the fuck off the ice. So you don't want to be on that person's rotation, right? On the bench.
Right.
So it's just a huge mixed bag of shit. So the other thing is everyone decided to wear dark last night. We're all people who wanted to play D. So like you know, there was no chance of, hey, anyone want to play forward? Like, no, that shit was on lockdown. They're not going to.
So you went in a week from having people that didn't know how to split the bench to have some D to people that only wanted to play D and no right. one wanted to play forward.
Exactly. Nobody wanted to play forward. There was one dude who, nice enough guy again, but it's like, this will all get into like hockey's frustrating, right? Because even if things are going well, you work so hard and you're so out of breath after a while. It's why it's a high speed, high emotion game, because you work really hard and it's a game of inches. And it's very, very frustrating to put yourself in a good position and then have someone bonehead a pass. Right. And it goes like 2 feet in front of you and it's now it's all over. Or same thing. We had a 2-on-1 last night. And I gave him the puck and he just went, it's like we had the entire circles in to keep passing or work on another thing. And I was like, no, I'm just going to zing one right into the goalie's bread basket, you know? So it was just, you know, you get home and the little lady's like, how was it? And usually you're like, oh, it's fun as always, you know, but like, you gotta be honest. Sometimes it's like the right mix of stuff happens. Like, God, that was just, it was really fucking lame. It was frustrating and stupid.
Well, you know, and that's,
I need to beef this up.
A lot of that has to do with it being beer league drop in. Which is why it's fun to drink beer while you're dropping in.
Oh, because absolutely.
It takes the pain away from seeing those passes pass by you 10 feet in front or behind.
Right.
Doesn't really matter. Not on your stick is the point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or a blown, you know what I like?
It's the blown hand.
Blown hand and steam
Evan
ham.
Is searching his hand for blowholes.
Mouth-watering blown hands. How about the turn and burn icer? That's a good one.
Oh yeah, those are the got no one within like 20 feet and just rifling it down.
I don't know what, it doesn't matter what is going on around me. I'm gonna get this puck and I'm gonna send her right down the court. You know?
Yep. So, and I'm gonna get off the ice and that's that.
Yeah, or you're not going to get it off yet.
Right, and then you're going to stay on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, so you need something to drink if you're sitting on the bench waiting for your turn.
Yeah, you need something to do.
Prick. There's different types of, you know, thing. There's different types of drinkers when it comes to beer league.
Yeah, there are a lot of levels to it.
Yeah, you got the guy who's always good to, if you didn't bring beer, he's always got beer for you. But it's like Busch Light, so you're not going to complain. You're not going to say anything. You just, you know, oh yeah, thanks. But it's like, you got to deal with the fact that it's Busch Light.
Froze again. Fuck. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. Evan was talking.
Okay. What'd you say, Evan?
He's full of shit is what, I'm saying. He actually was speaking. And Eric blew
his virtual hand.
Yes. Right. What he was saying is that there's the guy that will always bring beer. In case you didn't have it, and he brings Busch Light.
Oh, yeah. Those, mm-hmm. Oh.
It's always Busch Light. So the guy who's got it in abundance, mm-hmm. he's got the, but it's,
you and know, he claims he likes it, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No one likes Busch Light. They just say they like it because it's like some kind of weird flex.
It's a fad, yeah.
Yeah.
But like those are those moments where you walk into the locker room, you sit down, someone offers you a beer, and they have a cooler too, which is always like, ooh, enticing. Wonder what they have in there.
I love the cooler guys.
Yeah. And then you open the lid and you get that song from all the horror movies in your head.
That's more of like a Tarantino revealed, like the look behind the katana scene thing. Right.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah.
All right. So that's our Instagram clip. We're going to just redo the intro, I think.
What,
the intro music is that song.
Where you play music. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Yeah. But it's just a mixed bag of like crappy beer. Hey, the point is, don't be a cheapskate and bring your own fucking beer, right?
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
It is funny though that there's the guys that they have the cooler in the truck for afterwards, right? But it's like winter, no one's hanging out in the parking lot.
Right.
So they bring the cooler. Just so much crap to bring. like the guy who runs the skate. So he's got like a puck bag. He's got a cooler full of booze. He's got his bag. He's got his sticks. And then, like, heaven forbid, he brings his kid. Because then he's like carrying the kid's sticks and shit. And
Scott used to carry a clipboard.
Yeah, there you go.
To keep track of how many people were there. And then as soon as it would hit 20, it's like his clipboard disappeared or something. Because then there would suddenly be like 12 more people would show up and you'd have eight on each bench.
Yeah. And it'd just be like, well, there's nothing I could do. It's like, yeah, the point of the clipboard was to tell them, sorry, we're full up.
Right.
And then like, I also understand track. Where it's like a selfish thing where it's like, well, he's just collecting the money, but 20% of the people pay.
Right. Yeah. You know? No, like,
you can't fucking get anybody to pay. So I really don't know how these people afford to cover their asses on this shit.
Yeah. When the extra 16 people that show up leave 10 minutes early just so that they can skip out on it.
Or it's just like he's, you know, I mean, I get it that he's not, you don't want to be diligent to where you're never getting undressed and never leaving because you're making sure that everybody, everybody's collecting. Hey, give me money. But it's like kind of a dick to not just find him and give him his 10 right. bucks.
Well, then it's like, dude, if I pay 2,500 bucks up front for ice for a year, I will hunt you down.
Yeah.
I will strike you down.
I swear he's got to lose 65 bucks a fucking skate. If it's like 200 bucks an hour. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't want to like snap him out of it and make him realize he shouldn't do it anymore. Cause
does he still, you know, do some, that?
Yeah. Some of these people, God bless them, have been offering ice time for only 10 bucks a person for years. And I don't want that to stop or anything. The other thing about like bringing your kid, if your kid's going to be a loafer, it's like they don't even carry half their own shit to and from the parking lot.
Yeah.
And you're wearing like Birkenstocks and socks. And there's like a foot of sleet outside. And it's like, how did you defy gravity with your entitlement? You know, like, oh, I just float above the fucking ground, man. I just glide through the air right to the car. Yep. Don't say a word to my dad. Just, you know, TikToking and all that shit whole time.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I digress.
That's why he drinks.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get into people who there's the Busch Light crew. There's various like regular beers. Over the last couple of years, I guess it just makes sense because we've seen the rise of hard seltzers. There's hard seltzers fucking everywhere.
White Claw.
Everybody offers them. Yeah. White Claw is probably the most popular one here anyway. But those work well on the bench.
Yeah, I'm a fan
of the White Claw.
They're refreshing. But then you get those psychopaths who like, there's a certain group of people these days that will find a brewery that they really like and they'll only drink the heaviest beer that they have, the double IPA, you know, whatever, milk stout. And they will drink it religiously, so much so that they will bring it on the bench and then offer me one. And I'm like, dude, that's disgusting. I don't know how you're not throwing up right now.
Right,
like you just ate a loaf of bread out of that can and you're skating.
Yeah, it's like shotgun in desert sand and just chasing it down with filterless cigarettes. I don't know, the IPA thing, man. People call me whatever you want because the IPAs just they haven't done it for me in years. I just got burnt out of them or whatever.
Yeah,
but the notion of that being something when you get off a shift and you're winded and you're like, you know what I want to reach for right now?
An IPA.
Yeah. Some fucking, you know, like the some carpeting in the attic. Of
that's
some
barber. Old, some it's old an industry mansion. Term.
Yeah. You got to broil it so the glue gets off. Whoa, look at the time. Yeah, we should move on. But yeah, the IPA thing, I think it does, like Dougie Sergela.
Yeah.
He just gets like pallets of beer from Black Rocks because he's on their men's league team.
Yeah.
So I mean, I more power to you if you get the beer for cheap or free or whatever. You know.
Yeah, but like that doesn't mean you need to drink it while you're fucking playing
drinking
hockey.
It on the bench.
That's wild. Yeah. That's bananas.
We used to play with a dude who went by Woody, and
that's who I was talking about. Yeah, Woody.
He was the extreme example of this, because he would just have some sort of like,
he drank Fireball,
Mai Tai mixed with Fireball, fucking tropical concoction in like a Nalgene or a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, like a squirt Gatorade bottle. Yeah. Like you're squirting booze down your throat.
So pre-COVID, you know, it was more common to, if you couldn't reach your own bottle or you didn't bring one or whatever, like everyone's got water and you're not going to fucking touch your lips to it or shove it up your ass or anything like that, you know, and you go for it and it's bam. It's like it fucking, it's 90 proof ham.
Yeah. Well, before it even hits you, too, you're like, that's brown. Fuck.
Yeah. It's, it oh, my God. The brutal mixed drinks that dude was putting there. But yeah, I don't know if it's just like his wife doesn't want him to drink in front of him or whatever.
Probably.
I mean, when you come home and you're different, there's no, there's only a few ways that could have happened.
Yeah. Went to hockey and you came home different.
Yeah. Well, and then it was funny because like half the time, I didn't think he would just decide like, nah, I'm not dressing tonight.
I'm not playing. I'm just going to hang out in the
hallway by the bench and just drink. Or he would let people skip him on the bench all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's because he was just like, oh, that was a big shot.
Yeah.
I can't do it after that one.
Yeah. I'm just going to kind of sit here and enjoy it. Which, hey, man, do whatever you want. More power to you. I personally wouldn't. I like to play with them there, especially because you're behind some little jackass who won't fucking jump. So,
but then you got guys like Ricky, is another one of our friends.
Rick's been like what's the word for non-drinkable. I don't think there's a word for people that don't drink. So we're going to move on from that.
Right. But anyway, he used to show up with 30 rack after he got shit faced at the bar.
Yeah.
With three other guys that would show up, but like he would go hard and then show up, he might as well have his shin pads on backwards. Like he doesn't know where the hell he is.
Well, his pants always used to fall down.
Yeah. Like to his ankles while he's skating.
Couldn't fucking tie him right or needed some suspenders or just he had one suspender.
Yeah. So just droop.
Yeah. But
he'd show up hammered and half the time you're like, someone's going to die tonight. Like this. And it's probably him because he's going to biff it going full speed into the boards and just
wiping people
there
out.
There he goes. Yeah.
Kylie was another one who. Here's a whole different. What Eric has uncovered is the other. There's different types of drinkers at drop in or beer league or whatever. But then there's the next level of the type that show up. After, I don't know if they get off work at 2 in the afternoon or whatever. Right. So if the skate's at like 8, you got plenty of time to get nice and soused beforehand, and they would. And then she was hilarious because she would fucking inadvertently wipe out 2 or 3 people like per shift because she would fall just at the right time. I don't know why she's behind someone on the other team while they're skating backwards and she's just like aimlessly skating. Like if you're skating backwards from a rush trying to defend, someone on the other team shouldn't be without the puck behind you already there. But she'd fall, then you'd fucking trip over or something. Yeah, it did. It got dangerous. It was just as dangerous as like playing with C-leaguers who don't know how to control their sticks or something like that. But that's all in good fun because, you know, that part's fun. But the interesting thing is and I haven't seen this up here really, but I don't know if you run into any kind of violence in your new spot over in Red Wing. I hope you don't.
No, actually, everyone seems pretty level-headed. There's probably, I don't know, maybe like 2 or 3 people out of the 25 or so that I've played with that are like clearly beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is, I mean, they're all super nice. And it's not just Minnesota nice for all of you out there that know what that is. Bow nice. They're cool people. They, you know, respect the game. They're just out there to have fun. They want to go home without a black eye or missing teeth. So
because this is America and that shit is expensive. And ultimately we all just gotta work in the morning and wanna be able to do that without going to the ER first. But
Right.
There's some scary shit lately. And I, by the way, the you know, the crowd up here is the same way. Really nice people. They would never. And hey, like, I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, shorter shifts.
Fuck off the ice.
Yeah, shorter shifts and more passing. Love you. See you at home. but there's been some incidences lately in beer league, probably Canada, because that's the only time you're gonna get like beer league fucking news right on the local news. Yeah.
Channel one.
Yeah, we scoured the provinces for the best beer league violence. So we saw one that was probably should have remembered where this was. Saw two recently.
Yeah.
Where someone was kicked in the face.
I think that one was in Quebec.
By a skate clad fellow player.
Yeah. Kicked like right in the side. Well, no, it was like square in the face, right?
Yeah.
Because you saw the picture, dude. You said he had a huge gash across his nose.
Right. So it was there was a scrum and two guys ended up kind of straddling each other, throwing punches and everything. A couple other people came in and started separating them, right? So they're pulling them off of one another. And as if it wasn't over, the only thing that one dude had free was his legs, and he looked straight at the guy and decided to kick him. And he kicked him right in the face. And yeah, the picture from that dude from the ER, he had a brutal gash across the bridge of his nose. He had, you know, I just went like 20 rounds with a boxer puffy, or I got stung by a bee and I went into anaphylactic shock.
Right.
type eyes, you know, it's like you can't see out of them and they're shiny and they're all squinted and everything. And the worst of it must have been under the gauze, because under his nose, there was just like that, you know, little rascal's eye of a toothache that usually goes above your head with the little rabbit ears. This was strapped right under his nose all the way around his head. So you couldn't even see the worst of it, probably, thank goodness. But he, this wasn't one of those pictures where you're like holding the puck up that hit you and you're like, hey, you know, worse for wear. I'm pretty good. This guy was fucking.
Yeah, he's holding up the warrant for that guy's arrest. Yeah,
exactly. This wasn't a picture for Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
For battered ass, bruised and scarred face website. Face website. But yeah, that was for police purposes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But like, what? And then it happened again. Well, you saw that one.
Yeah, I don't remember where that one was from, but it was like someone got the puck in the corner and they got tied up with each other. The one person fell. I think they actually cross-checked them first. And as he went down, he got a hold of the guy's stick or just like laying on his blade so he couldn't get it out. And he got mad enough where he just kicked the dude in the side of the head, like as hard as you can. Just absolutely brutal. And that wasn't enough, apparently, because like you said earlier, not only did he just like, he seemed to not care about the stick thing, which seemingly is what caused it in the first place.
The point was, I can't get my stick out.
Right. So like,
because the guy must be holding it, or he's at least he's not actively trying to let me shimmy it loose, which is why he kicked him to begin with.
Yeah, but once he got done kicking him the first time, he was like, oh, that felt good. So he let go of his stick instead and kicked him again. It was like across the back. So I almost wonder, like, I hope they didn't get cut or anything, but that's just...
I think the guy got cut because probably. It looked like the second kick, if you look at the replay or the video replay, I gotta work this out in my own head. He did not try to kick him the way you would with a normal boot, where it's just the point of the toe is what makes contact. Like, he deliberately went high about 10 inches. He tried to slice the guy.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know what kind of damage the dude was in. I think oftentimes if you see that coming at you, regardless of whether you know how it feels, like what actually happened, it's scary. It's like, dude, I just got kicked with a skate. Like, I could be really fucked up right now.
Right.
So maybe you go into some sort of like turtle shock. That's not like turtle shock. That's different. Like, you turtle because you're in shock and you don't know what to do. And then right. all the other shit ensues, right? The extracurricular stuff, because all the teammates come at you, come after the kicker, and now you got even more shit. So what yep. we've yet to, like, a serial kicker, someone who just gets into, like, okay, so we get in a brawl, and then I kick you, so then other people fight me, so I'm just going to kick them, and then you're going to run out of people, because he's just going to kick his way through the whole lineup till there were mm-hmm. no more takers. I don't mean to make light of beer league violence.
No,
not trying to, but it is fucking absurd.
Yeah, that it's beer league.
Like, somebody's head. I don't know. You got to keep it cool with hockey, man. Like, I get it. It's like Chubbs Peterson said, you know, it's played with raw emotion. It yeah. is. There's many different things. It's the fact that you are manipulating the puck with a piece of something that it's not your body. It's an extension of your body, you know? So, like, moving the puck around with the stick is hard enough as it is. It's amazing that people, it turns into something that's second nature after a long time. But you're wheeling around on skates. I mean, hockey itself, we get into, like, how amazing it is, because it's just a freak.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Every time it happens, it's like, well, what? That shouldn't be happening. People are mastering.
Gliding on knives on your feet using what used to be just a whittled down tree branch.
Yeah. By the way,
smacking around some rubber.
Remember that Danny Markov? So Danny Markov was a defenseman who played in the NHL. He played for Detroit for a little bit. And his English was so rudimentary that anytime he was asked a question, regardless of what the topic of the question was, the only thing he could really muster up was, like, to very elementarily explain the game of hockey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To the person. So if it was, like, you know, after an overtime win and the reporter's like, Danny, we just got to say great work out there. I mean, we got, you know, after your father's passing last night and you coming to the rink today and getting 2 points and then getting the OT winner in this pivotal playoff game, that didn't really happen, but you get what I mean.
Right.
Like,
what did that
mean
to you?
Just explain how you're feeling. And he'd just be like, yeah, you go out on frozen lake with knife on boot with club and hit rocket man bigger than me in hole with bag for fish. And it's like, yeah, okay. That's very, very powerful words from Danny Markov.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Danny. So, yeah. But we could use a Danny Markov these days. Could always use a Danny absolutely. Markov.
Yeah.
Whether he took part in the warm-ups or not, maybe we'll get into that some other time. This isn't the one to get into Ivan Provorov and John Tortorella. No, we all know what we're talking about. Yeah, so what goes through somebody's head in a hockey game when there's anything on the line? Beer league, there's still stuff on the line. You know, you want to make playoffs and all that shit. But you got to somehow be cool when things don't go your way on the ice, because there's way too many very easy ways to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And you possess all of those fucking things. You can elbow them in the nose. You can chop them with your stick. And there's plenty of things we're not talking about. The stick chopping, there's all kinds of videos of that.
Oh, yeah. And we've both done our fair share. But, you know, it's not like with criminal intent. It's just, you know, that's my puck, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you get fucking mad. It's yeah. extremely, you work your ass off to get to a certain, you know, position on the ice. And, like, we talked about earlier with the bad passing and stuff. But, like, someone beats you to a puck, but you got to know that there's ways to remedy that situation, you know. Yeah. And you're not going to be there remedying anything once you choose to go lunatic on somebody, because they're going to kick you out.
Yeah. And if you're the type that in beer league or drop in who doesn't back check, which half the time I'm that guy, but if you don't back check and you get mad about something that happens on the ice, you suck. Like,
right.
You're lacking the perspective of the fact that this doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, none of this is going to be on the news tomorrow, unless, I guess, if you, you know, pull your Joker card and just go crazy on everyone. Like, no one's going to care about your beer league game. So it's not that important. Just, you don't need to go out killing people.
Well, whether it's the killing thing or the there's someone comes and records stats for him, not for the team, but for him. So like time on ice, puck possession.
Oh my God.
You know, assists, goals. So that happens. It's not a real game, real league, anything like that. Okay. Look, I understand the other thing too, like how fun a GoPro on your helmet could potentially be, but no one should want to be the guy that actually decides to go out and buy the GoPro and put it on their helmet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Everyone should want a GoPro on their helmet, but everyone should know that you don't be the person that actually goes out and gets the fucking thing. Although I would say, like, Addison from the net.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because then you're just watching a guy doing cartwheels and pad and stacks.
Talking mad shit because he was saying that he in the league they're in, they have some like ex-AHL, ECHLers, John Scott.
Really?
What did he say? Nathan Gerby. There's some good hockey players in this league. There's like two leagues. There's an upper one and a lower one. Even the lower has some real good Green Bay Gamblers and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they're in a rivalry with a couple other teams. And they don't like the refs, and the refs pick on them, and they call shit, and they eject people. And yeah, it's some real tough Laval, Quebec type stuff happening in Traverse City, Michigan. And that is, I mean, I would watch those, every one of those videos.
Yeah, if you put that out, sounds fun.
GoPro ones from the, but I also understand he's a goalie. So putting your GoPro on your fucking helmet is not going to work. So I don't know if you like.
Yeah, you wouldn't even make it through warmups.
Yeah, especially with him because they're all aimed for his head because he wears the old Cooper buckets.
Right. This is like first thing I'm going to aim for.
Yeah, he's a 34-year-old who deliberately wears 34-year-old equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people don't like that for whatever reason. So they give him shit and they pick on him and all that. But somehow you can get a camera angle from a goalie like that. That would be some entertaining stuff for sure. So don't be violent, overly violent. Don't be needlessly violent at your respective hockey level.
Right.
Drop in beer league or otherwise.
If you're going to share beer,
make it more universal.
Just don't.
Right.
Just make everyone bring their own.
Everybody should bring their own beer. And remember that nobody wants to go get stitches.
Right.
In the morning. And goddamn, dude, like, what do you do to your dog or your kid at home? Like, they're the ones that drive you nuts. Like, if you can't handle somebody deking you out or holding your stick a little bit at beer league and you're going to kick them in the face or two hand them or whatever. You need to, I don't know what you take up golf, acupuncture golf. Is that a thing where they like give you aromatherapy while you do something even more like maybe that would have a,
I thought you meant effect. Like they would be driving needles into you.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking more like the ball would be on the pins of the acupuncture and you could hit it off of it. Like
tee, you know? So I was thinking if you had the needle lined up on a tee somehow and you hit that 200 yards and there's a dude standing there with a target on his back.
Or you hit the Subway sandwich into his mouth. Hey, right. Happy.
Cold cut combo.
But what the tee and the ball and the body that what you're referring to, that was that scene in the movie Mask with Jim Carrey where the guy who is easily mistaken for Julia Roberts' brother, but it's not him because he looks just like her. He looks more like her than her actual brother. You know who he is? He's Zed in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that dude. Somebody hits, someone makes him lay down. His boss, like his mob boss in the movie Mask, makes him lay down. Puts a.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. he puts a golf tee in his mouth, and then he hits it, and it just gives him a little cut. So he's really lucky that the dude that has that proverbial CEO virtual golf thing where they fucking whack it at their window. Yeah. Or, you know.
He's just always golfing.
Yeah.
So always golf.
Always golf out of your mouth instead of playing violent hockey.
Yeah.
And for everyone who has decided to turn this off 5 minutes ago.
Or 15.
We're going to get you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We want to remind everyone that you can follow us on Instagram at Do For A Sharpening and also visit our website online at doforasharpening.com for information about this episode and others. Another great way you can help us out is to rate our podcast on Spotify, Apple, or however you're listening to us, and also leave us a written review. This really helps us find new listeners that are just like you. Today's episode was hosted by Eric and Dan Riley, was recorded, edited by Evan Marlowe. Our social media team is headed up by Keely Marlowe, and our music has been brought to you by the Marquette, Michigan-based band Sophomore Slump. Look for them on Bandcamp at sophomoreslump1.bandcamp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.